You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Day 35 of the partial government shutdown. Some 800,000 government workers are going to miss another paycheck tomorrow. And that's not counting many, many more contractors who are not only missing paychecks, they're not getting back pay. Economists warn of dire consequences the longer this drags on. And for business like auto companies, the uncertainty is the last thing they want. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is here. And you write in today's column, I'm going to quote you, the honeymoon between Detroit and the White House is long since over. Count the reasons for us, Daniel.
Oh, good Lord. Tariffs, trade tension, I think, gyrating stock market, the shutdown you mentioned, even the president's own economists are saying that if this continues to the end of the first quarter, the growth rate could go to zero. Think about that for a second. I mean, you could just tell when you're at the auto show with auto execs last week, the kind of quiet anxiety that they had about the uncertainty. Business abhors absurdity, and this administration continues to kind of churn and stir the pot in ways that they just don't know what direction they're going to go next.
Well, and as you write, Donald Trump is learning that publicly traded companies and their executive teams don't work for him, which has to be contributing to the end of this whatever kind of honeymoon was there.
I mean, take General Motors, for example. I mean, early in the administration, the president was, you know, very solicitous of Mary Barra, the CEO, always insisted that she sit next to him when they would have meetings in the Roosevelt Room. Fast forward now to November, right after Thanksgiving, when they come out and announce General Motors that they're going to be certainly idling and likely closing four plants in the United States and one in Canada. The president goes into a swivet and essentially demands that they bring new product and put it into Lordstown in Northeast Ohio as one example. And Mary Barra politely says the same thing to the president and the White House that she said to Congress and others. Thank you, but no. We're not going to do that. And, you know, these companies are going to continue to make decisions that are going to benefit them and their shareholders. And they really are not interested in making decisions that are going to make score political points for the president in the industrial Midwest.
And you talked to Bill Ford. You had quite a conversation during the show. And what did he have to say about it?
Well, he also lamented the lack of civility coming from Washington, and without naming names, but I think we all kind of know where that was headed, and commented on the fact that nothing is getting done. And I mean, and if you look at this just from a policy perspective, I mean, look at what we look at this, to borrow the phrase used by our Debbie Dingell, the representative from Dearborn, this pissing match between Nancy Pelosi and the President of the United States over the State of the Union is a classic example. So, I mean, I don't think there's any question that Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, is giving as good as she gets from the president, in some cases probably giving more than he's pushing back.
And he blinked. He says, all right, I won't give the State of the Union
address. He did. And I think that that dynamic, which is all fun and well to watch as kind of political sport, but nothing's getting done. And if you are trying to make multi-billion dollar decisions. I mean, just today, Ford Motor Company announced, or yesterday, their numbers, and tariffs and a lot of the tension are costing their shareholders real money and measured in the billions in terms of things they're having to contend with. Steel and aluminum prices, the highest cost steel in the world is in the United States. And so if you're Ford Motor Company and you're sourcing all of your steel, principally, from American producers, think about the hit you're taking. You're paying more than you would pay anywhere else in the world. And that is because of the tariffs that have been enacted by President Trump's administration.
Trying times. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. Thanks so much, Daniel.
Thank you.